It's 6 a.m. on a Saturday in November 2022, and most sensible people are still asleep. My alarm clock rudely reminds me that I am not one of them. I am down for a 12 and a half hour shift, and I have slept poorly. I get dressed and drive to work. I don't have time for breakfast. It's still dark and there is no traffic to contend with, but I feel as if I could nod off at any moment. I arrive at the hospital, a large regional hospital in the east of England, and put on my uniform. A shapeless blue polycotton tunic with ill-fitting trousers and a pair of old running shoes. I walk onto the ward at 7 a.m. to find the night team still busily rushing around. The night has been terrible, they say. Patients have been up and down constantly. I glance at the staffing board. The orthogeriatric ward for elderly people with fractures has a capacity of 28 patients, spread across bays and side rooms. For staffing purposes, the ward is split into two roughly equal halves. On my half of the ward, there is a nurse and two healthcare assistants. I'm one of them.